Last month, the chief economist for former Governor Jeb Bush released a new report that showed Florida falling behind other states in attracting high-wage jobs because of its lack of investment in education and inadequate linkage between schools and economic development. Economist Antonio Villamil, who worked for the former governor, says Florida ranks 46th among the 50 states in combined state and local spending for public schools. His report was commissioned by the Teachers Union in Miami, the United Teachers of Dade County. Karen Aronowitz is the president of the United Teachers of Dade County.
Well, what the report talks about is how we have to invest in education in our state in order to improve the economic outcome for all Floridians in the 21st century. So it is talking about educational investment as a way to grow Florida's own economy.
You know, Karen, we're roughly almost halfway through this legislative session right now, and going into it, the legislature was poised to cut over half a billion dollars, basically, from the current fiscal year's budget, which is going completely against what you were arguing about and what this paper is talking about here. Obviously, the state's got some serious financial issues here. I guess it makes it even more challenging with the demands that the state needs, as your report, as this report indicated.
You're exactly right. But, you know, I don't know if people start to recognize the lessons of the Great Depression. And that's in the sense when things are going badly, you actually need to have investment. You need to sort of jumpstart the economy. And so what's happening now is that we're going backwards and we're actually shrinking our economy.
Part of that report said how a way state cost-saving or revenue-raising options included allowing private companies to build and operate toll roads, privatizing the lottery, repealing sales tax exemptions, taking steps towards taxing internet and mail order sales, and easing class size reduction requirements. Except for the latter, so far it seems like this Republican-led legislature has not been too accommodating in terms of these other type of methods of raising revenue in the state.
Well, you know what? I think we are always having a backwards conversation. The whole truth is you want to look at what's adequate revenue for a state, and that's never where our conversations begin. We only look at, well, what are we going to cut? And so eventually what you have to do is have a balanced tax policy, in my way of thinking, and that means that you have to look at everything. You cannot just keep shifting, and that's what the state's also famous for, which is why we have such a boom and bust economy.
Karen, anything else you want our listeners to know about this report that came out a few weeks ago?
Well, what it is our ideas. And what we have to be brave enough to do is look at all of these ideas together. And it has to be a proper mix. The problem was when we put emphasis only on one part of the economy or on our tax structure and we don't examine it all over, we shrink the tax base. It would be better if more people paid less. And you do that by having your taxes spread over a variety of instruments and not just one. So when you look to eliminate it, it may ease the burden on one piece of the population, but it also eases the burden on those people who are not paying their fair share. And so do we want to say that people who live out of state who will not spend their sales tax money here, they get the windfall? That's one example. We have to have it so that everybody pays a little bit and not just one group pays it all.